Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. And we got Larry on the top of his mountain, getting sleet, freezing rain, probably, and some snow. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me. I think this has turned into Antarctica up here.
Well, I'm just lucky I got in. I got bounced off about a minute before showtime. And then when I dial back in, it says, you're not a subscriber to any of this. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we talked briefly about a Bible code that Barry Rothman had run about this Hawaiian thing. And could you go over those words again?
Matter of fact, he's added now a second one, and I'll go over them real quick because I know we don't have much time. To begin with, there's eight words or phrases in the first part of the code. It says, was Kim behind Hawaii nuke attack warning? Number one, false alarm. Number two, Hawaii. Number three, Kim. Number four, the blood of your brother. Number five, cries out to me from the ground. Six, president. Number seven, the prophet that shall speak a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak. Number eight, spy. You want to comment before we go to number two?
Boy, I mean, that just kind of pinpoints it over to Kim. I was wondering about that. I don't believe anything they're telling us from the Hawaii leadership. It doesn't make any sense. What they're actually saying. So could be Kim, could be your CIA, could be anybody, I suppose. But the Bible code seems to indicate that's Kim that maybe did that.
Yeah, and that'd the second side actually, it identifies him more. The second code, and Barry Rothman dovetails into the back of it, someone at emergency management in Hawaii and secret Zuma mission, and we can talk about that maybe Wednesday, but there's 10 phrases here. Number one, false alarm. Number two, Trump. Number three, launch. Number four, war. Number five, Maggie. Number six, accident. Number seven, Number eight, Kim. Number nine, your brother came with guile. Number 10, and took away your blessings.
Wow. Huh. Well, that even points more to Kim then. And a launch. Are they doing anything on their launch pads at all?
Well, not that I know of. He's still working. They're seeing satellite images of some work. But what's interesting, you and I had talked right after this Hawaiian alert deal. And, of course, we're not going to be told, but there seems to be some background chatter of possibly someone embedded in the Hawaii Emergency Management working for Kim, and the word spy comes up in that Torah code. And, of course, if Kim had somebody do this, we're not going to be told because it puts at risk all of our alerts.
Yes. Boy. That's fascinating. And if Kim did that two or three times, and we didn't pay any attention then to the main real warning, it would cause maximum damage, which, of course, is what he would want to do, hating the United States. Wow. I got a headline here. U.S. military quietly conducts exercises in anticipation of war with North Korea. What is that about, do you think? And then it says, expert, North Korea able to launch sneak attack with EMPs. North Korea has built a stealth satellite launch capability that would allow U.S. commanders in the Pacific 60 seconds to decide whether to destroy a possible electromagnetic pulse weapon that could devastate the United States. Speaking in an exclusive Newsmax interview, James Oberg, a NASA space flight engineer for 22 years and the only Western space launch expert to ever inspect North Korea's sensitive satellite launching station, warns that North Korea has taken elaborate steps to camouflage its satellite launch activities, allowing them to easily launch a satellite carrying a nuclear weapon that could strike the U.S. His claims confirmed the warning made earlier this week by James Woosley, former CIA director, who told President and Congress North Korea poses an immediate threat to the homeland of the United States. This sounds like we're building up into a major war, don't you think? What's your take on that?
Well, it does. And on the other hand, there have been a number of people warning Trump that he, as a matter of fact, Putin is one of them. That recently he received a warning from Putin about a trip he was going to make to London.
Yes.
And, you know, he canceled that trip. But on the other hand, Putin is also, and others are warning Trump, that he is being so undermined by the Democrats and the Republicans and the entire deep state. This is the way you start a war, Stuart, that you undermine your leadership instead of standing behind them.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like the Bay of Pigs operation. Kind of you go part way and then all hell breaks loose because, you know, the military could just say, no, we're not going to do it. And they could refuse, and there's probably tons of deep state implants in all of the military at this point, I would think. But here's another headline. U.S. scientist who inspected North Korea's nuclear facility warns they have up to 60 nuclear bombs. As fellow expert says, Trump is underestimating Kimmy, the whiz kid. I think he is. I've always thought that. The latest launches and the pictures show obvious Russian and China help in these designs. What do you think? I just firmly believe we're way underestimating his ability.
Well, I personally wish that he already had some independent intelligence sources. That Trump had those sources because we know the deep state and especially the CIA is matter of fact, they're working a coup against him. It's right open in your face. I mean, you can see it. You know what's happening. And it really brings you to the point that you don't know to trust all the information he's been given. So we don't know what he's being told. It's not a good day. And this week, Stuart, and one of the reasons we had the intel briefing tonight, too, was to warn people, keep your heads up this week and keep an eye out because anything could happen at any time. There are background rumors of a false flag. There's a number of things ongoing at the present time, from all the way from taking Trump down to impeachment and shutting the government down.
Yeah, speaking about investigations and getting witnesses, here's a headline for you. 50-year-old Haitian official slated to testify against the Clinton Foundation corruption next week, found dead in Miami with a gunshot to the head. That's probably going to be classified as a suicide, like somebody shoots themselves with a nail gun 80 times in the back, but it was a suicide. You know how they do that. So the murder rate continues to climb. They're not going to let this stuff out if they can stop it. And so, folks, all of this depends upon the Lord and the hand of the Lord upon Trump. We don't have a lot of time because I made this short. My voice just fails. Augusto Perez had a deal on Planet X. He interviewed an expert on it. Could you give us a quick briefing on that, Larry? They can go probably listen to it maybe tomorrow or the next day whenever he gets it up.
Yeah, that show was recorded today, and it was Gil Brossard was the one being interviewed. He's a physicist and a researcher, and had a lot of very detailed information on what he calls Planet 7X, or Planet X, and the background. And he has a lot of scientific information and insider information, and we went all through that. I hate to tell too many details because I don't want to, if you excuse the term, but I don't want to trump the show. So,
right.
You know, maybe Wednesday night, I'm not sure when Augusto's going to have it. People can go to blogtalkradio.com/theappearance and see when that show will be up. And it's a 2-hour show, so it's very, very interesting and full of information. And we can go into some of the details at a later show.
Yeah, that's it's fascinating. Because, you know, you haven't heard a lot about Planet X lately. And, you know, the Bible definitely says that it's there. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I did want to add, he had information I was not aware of, and one of the reasons we're not hearing anything is he says all the astronomers are under a gag order, you know, a governmental gag order, and all the amateur astronomers now have been, there's a new bill out that has been put into play where they can go to jail if they see something in the sky and not put it forth to the government to approve for submission to the public first. So they've really got people hogtied as far as talking about the information.
Wow. Okay, headline here too. Pakistan threatens India with nuclear war after Indian Army Chief's statement. Remember in prophecy, they said, I can't remember where I saw it, but it was Pakistan and India where World War III would actually start. It started in a place nobody thought it would. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it's just kind of interesting, I thought, that now we're hearing that.
Yeah, what's interesting, Stuart, is we're just now finding out is the Trump administration shutting funds off to Pakistan because of their involvement with terrorism and, you know, the attack on Dubai, India, or Karachi, the one way you're going to say it. And then also now we're finding out the last few days that ISIS has infiltrated the Pakistani intelligence and working with the Taliban, so they're all hand in hand.
Yeah. I think I know the Pope said he thought we were on the eve, really, basically, the edge of World War III. So he's got to know. He's got to have all kinds of intelligence in his, you know, they know everything. But basically, they're kind of like the Mossad and the former KGB, I know, FSB, I think they call it now. Here's another one for you, and this is important, folks. Even though it may not sound it, 84th holistic doctor found dead, murdered in home. Police are now asking for help. This is the 84th holistic doctor that's been murdered. There's something going on that they're getting rid of these people because there's going to be a major attack, I think germ warfare, chemical warfare, whatever. So, anyway, what else you got, Larry, before we close down?
Yeah, I was going to mention that during Augusto and Gil Brossard's interview, they talked about pestilence, which dovetails right into what you're just saying.
Wow. Yep. And here's another one, real quick. Russia's nuclear underwater drone is now real. That kind of fulfills a prophecy that I read a long time ago. And we didn't get into the Norway buildup of troops and a possible strike by Russia there. But we can pick that up on Wednesday. Hopefully my voice will be better. And we can take it up from there. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. And we'll try and get more time here on Wednesday, fill in some of the details here. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and heads up, And we'll see you later, the Lord willing. Night.